Welcome, mga dudes at mga dudettes. Kevin nga pala, live for you, like, the second time dito sa bahay namin dahil walang tao para sa isa na namang episode ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kamusta naman kayo? I hope everyone is doing good while listening to this episode, kung ano man yung ginagawa natin, on commute, nagtatrabaho, nagchichill sa bahay dahil walang kasama and whatnot. So, yun. Hope you enjoy this episode kasi it's something na sobrang excited tayo na lobas soon in a more official manner. But before we get into that main topic, may bisita pala tayo sa episode na to. So let's have Joe on the other line. So Joe, say hi to the audiences and yun, tell a bit something about yourself.
Magandang araw at hapon sa nakikinig. Bale, my name is Joe. Bale, may page po ako sa Facebook, Jtrix Beats po. Jtrix Beats. I stream, I beatbox, and yun lang po.
That's nice. Beatboxing. That's something na, ano, pinag-aralan ko nung like bata-bata ako. Medyo nahilig ako sa hip-hop nung like high school ako, like first year, second year. Pero hindi ko nagawa. But I'm still enjoying the genre though. Man, I wish I can beatbox. Yan. But yeah, thank you for that introduction, Joe. So si Joe, inibitahan natin si Joe on this episode kasi yun nga, we are both actually one of the guys that have access to the game on its closed beta test. So yun, medyo ano tayo, ang dami na nating tease kung ano yung pag-uusapan natin on this episode. But before all of that, let's do some hypes and hyups. So basically, this is the part of the show that we are to highlight anything na we find interesting at excited tayo na experience in the next few days. So for me, my hype for this week is yun, nilabas na ng Bandai Namco yung bago nilang Gundam Mobile game, yung pinalit nila sa Build Battles. Nakalimutan ko pa, basta it's a Gunpla making game sa mobile, but yun, they have discontinued it because yun, hindi siya masyadong pumatok. So they tried again with another game. This basically is like a idle strategy gacha game that focuses on the Universal Century timeline of the Gundam. So basically, Universal Century, if you know your Gundam, is the main and the most fleshed out of all the timelines of Gundam and considers the main timeline for the Gundam universe. So yun, that's UC Engage. It's fun. However, parang ano, medyo boring na siya after like a few plays kasi like super paulit-ulit yung ano. The novelty of it is just getting your favorite Gundam on its gacha system. Yun, nakakuha ka naman ng currency to pull from the gacha. However, yun, if you wanted to get those really really good units, you need to, of course, pay why it's yun, kaya nga siya naging gacha. But you know, it's fun naman to get your favorite units and your favorite characters from the UC timeline. So if you have time for another gacha game, I highly recommend UC Engage, and that's basically it. And also the closed beta test for Tekken 8 is already been out. Some of our friends already got access to it, and yun, hindi ko pa sila natatanong kung what's the experience with Tekken 8 or kung ano yung mga maasahan natin doon. But if you want to know our initial impressions of those, yung last week episode natin with Duckbird, friend and competitive player for Tekken, yun, we have given our impressions and what we are excited about with Tekken and the upcoming Tekken 8. Ayun. Joe, how about you? Anything na you've been hype or gusto mong i-highlight for this week?
Yun po, yung Honor of Kings.
Ooh.
Yun po nilalaro ko. Yun po nilalaro ko, Honor of Kings. Kasi wala po sila official release po. Tapos sa mga balita, nakikinig ako, sa online yun po, oh. Baka next year or June, July, ganun. Pati yung jump, yan yung jump mo ba? Yung hinihintay ko, yung kompleto na, yung complete na po sila.
I see,
same
I
sa
see.
Honor of Kings.
Mm, I see. Honor of Kings, is that a mobile game then? Or it's, ano, a PC
po.
Game?
Mm,
it's a MOBA. Hmm, Honor of Kings, so... Oh, I see, I see. So it's MOBA. And thank you for those highlights, Joe. So yun, nabanggit mo na rin naman na those are MOBA. So basically what we are gonna talk about on this installment of this podcast is MOBA, our personal history preferences. And yun, nasabi na rin niya on the hypes and the hypes. The upcoming Jump Assemble game. So let's start with ano, with something light muna. What's your personal history with MOBA? Ano yung pinakaunang nalaro mo?
Yung War of Fight of the Characters po, yung sa custom map sa Dota 1 and Dota 2.
Meron sa Dota 2?
Wala po, yung sa Dota 1 lang, Dota 2.
Ah, Dota. I see. Sorry, akala ko. May custom map for Dota 2 na Fight of Characters. But wow, that's something na no, I haven't heard in years. Yun. So basically, konting background with Fight of Characters. So basically, it's a custom map sa Dota or Defense of the Ancients, one of the pillars, I say, of the MOBA games. Yun, hindi ko na rin na-explain ko ano yung MOBA games. So basically, MOBA is short for Massive Online Battle Arena. For multiplayer online battle arena, it's like a genre of game in which you are being teamed up with, basically it's like a 5v5 game in which you are gonna be teamed up with either your friends na you pre-selected or randomly. And you are gonna, you are just going to fulfill objectives to win the games. Basically, yun, either sirain yung base ng kalaban, and most likely doon lang siya umiikot the strategies and the team plays and what not. Dota is parang considered like the one of the first na MOBA to be popular. And yun nga, Dota is basically like a custom map for Warcraft 3, if I remember it correctly. So basically, ang daming ginawang versions of Dota, and one of those custom maps and or one of the versions if characters. So basically, it's like it's Dota, but they put like anime characters in there, right?
Yes.
Tama. And yeah, actually nalaro ko din siya like high school ako nung ano, like after school tumatambay kami sa isang shop to play either Dota, one of the versions of Dota, or Fight of Characters. Actually, ang favorite ko pang ginagamit doon is si Inuyasha. Kasi yun, I was like big into Inuyasha back then, so yun, I enjoy using Inuyasha on that particular game. So ikaw, ano yung sining ginagamit mo doon sa Fight of Characters dati?
Hindi na tayo lalayo sa Jump MOBA, si Oryo.
Yeah, Oryo was nandun din pala, no? So, that's good. So, eto, kasi yun nga, MOBA, yun nga, nasabi nga natin na a team is usually consist of like 5 persons. Pero syempre, hindi lahat yun, pare-pareho nang gagawin. So, yun, we have like roles that we fulfill when it comes to a basic team playing a MOBA. So yun, we have your tanks, which is yun, sila yung sumasalo mostly ng damage, your ADCs that main role is to yun deal damage and deal damage to the enemies, your mages which usually supports in supports magically, and you have your assassins na yun na nakaabang lang sa bush, and the jungler, of course, which is one of masasabi nating pinaka-complicated na role with MOBA, especially kahit anong MOBA yung laruin mo, like really it's a crucial thing that you have like a competent jungler, because you know, with my experience doing solo queue, madalas or like 60-70% of the time hindi competent yung jungler na makukuha mo. So Joe, what's your preferred role pag naglalaro ka ng MOBA?
Support.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Actually, yan, I'm a support main as well. And why support? But gusto mo, ayaw mong mag ADC, ayaw mong maging like main character, kills and whatnot, or ikaw yung sumasalo ng damage?
Para madali lang maka-adjust.
I see. Kasi, yeah, I think that's also like my, I do support as well. Yun, you're just on the back, just keep your allies alive. Yun, because usually when you are a support as a, yun, as a support main as well is, yun, you are going to provide support, either shielding or healing your allies or helping with the kills. Especially ako playing like several MOBAs already, especially sa mobile. So I have played Pokemon Unite, I have played LoL Wild Rift. I never played Mobile Legends. I don't know why, but I think siguro dahil I have an attachment for LoL since the PC days. So yun, I enjoy the support kasi yun nga, just in the back, chill lang sa background. Pero syempre, you are also still as crucial as the jungler because, you know, either ikaw yung magpo-provide ng shield with your allies and healing them to for them to survive longer in the battle, or ikaw yung you do the significant damage if you have killed while poking. Yun, actually, the term I'm looking for is poking. So your main job is to make your ally survive and also poke the enemy for better positioning for your teammates para mapita sila isa-isa or in one good sweep. So yun, I actually like really enjoyed the support role as well when it comes to playing these MOBA games. So yun nga, nabanggit na rin natin si Jump Assemble. So paano mo nalaman yung Jump Assemble? Paano siya na nakarating sa radar mo?
Sa TikTok, sa social media po.
I see. So you just while scrolling, you just find the Jump Assemble. So inisip mo ba na hindi to official game like some other like pag ina-add other mobile games na ano, nakikita mo social media na akala mo like official game pero hindi naman pala. So do you have that reservation nung nakita mo yung ads for Jump Assemble?
Yung nakita ko yung sabi sa mga forum na yun beta lang, testing pa lang yan, kasi may mga account na if mag-official release na yan, i-wipe out daw nila yung mga nagawa mong account. Yun ang nabasa ko sa group, sa Facebook group, sa group chat, ganun.
I see. Well, I think that's like a standard with closed betas, because the closed beta is just it's like somewhat of a soft opening. If kunyari it's like a restaurant, so it's something na we'll try to open up, just allow a few people to try the product or to try kung ano yung ino-offer namin dito, and yun, and have the official opening on a later date para yun malaman din nila kung ano yung dapat baguhin, ano yung dapat i-adjust and what not. So eto, since we both played Jump Assemble, are you playing like every day or may mga araw na hindi mo ginagalaw yung ano, yung game?
If magagawa ng content about sa Jump Assemble, doon po ako naglalaro.
I see. Oh, yeah. Since you do online content. Yeah, for me, every once in a while, kasi like Yun, ang dami sa phone ko. I have like, yun, ay meron nga akong Pokemon Unite, which is hindi ko na rin nagagalaw in like months. I also have, yun, Wild Rift, which is yun yung minilalaro ko at least one, two games a day. I also have like yun, UC Engage. Meron din akong Honkai Star Rail, which is hindi ko rin nagagalaw for quite some time na rin. And ano pa ba yung meron dito sa phone ko? Oh yeah, meron din pala akong Aether Gazer, which is somewhat of a muso gacha game as well. And yun, Metal Slug, yun, metals, yung Metal Slug na mobile game. So yun, basically I had like several games and I don't have time for them all. So yun, parang hindi ko masyadong nai-immerse yung sarili ko with Jump Assemble, knowing that what we have right now is the closed beta. Maybe mas magbabaga na lang ako pag lumabas na yung official game. So with Jump Assemble, ano yung nagustuhan mo? Is there something na you really like with Jump Assemble as a presentation or as a MOBA? Ano yung sa tingin mo ng iba sa kanya from other from, you know, it's yun, an official game from Shueisha or from Shonen Jump. Ano pa yung nagustuhan mo with Jump Assemble so far?
Nostalgia.
I see. That's good. Kasi yun nga, I mean, it's Jump, Shonen Jump characters, your Gokus, your Narutos, of course, as weebs or as nag-consume like ng a lot of anime and manga, we are excited or we have that talks with friends na sino kayo mananalo pag nagharap si Goku at si Luffy? Sino mananalo pag ano, nagharap si Naruto at si Tanjiro? So that's something na ano, somewhat would give a period or an extra layer to have these debates be, you know, para mas maano natin, instead of like us debating with our friends, why not we try it on a more competitive platform, like, you know, a MOBA. So yeah, that's actually what I really like with Jump Assemble, is that yan, parang pwede na nating bigyan ng period or matatapos na yung walang katapusang debate on whose characters gonna beat who, because that's something na pwede na nating gawin with ourselves. So ayun, so speaking of characters, sino yung mga pick mo for now with Jump Assemble? Ano yung sino yung top 3 mo na ginagamit?
Si Goku, si Uryo, and si yung sa Jujutsu Kaisen, si Megumi.
Si Megumi. Yeah, actually, sa akin naman, ang ginagamit kong madalas, si Luffy, because One Piece, I'm a One Piece fan. I also use Usopp because, you know, as a support, yun, favorite ko rin yung mga range character, yun, na nag-ADC din ako at times, pero for ang main ginagamit ko for support, kasi yun nga, is actually Orihime. I don't know, I enjoy using Orihime as a support. So yun, so ito, konting ano, sa tingin mo, ano yung lowlights of this closed beta as of right now? Ay, yung gusto mong mabago once the official game comes out? Maybe I'll give one just to ano. Sana in-nerf na nila, I don't know, in-nerf nila si Nezuko. Naiinis ako sa Nezuko. Because sobrang kate niya. especially pag nakuha niya na yung mga buffs. Because, you know, isa pa yun sa gusto kong i-run. Actually, guys, alam kong ano, like close beta lang to, but you know, objectives, it's an objective game, so objectives naman tayo, guys. Huwag natin hayaan na makuha nung kalaban yung ano, yung objectives, kasi ang hirap bumawi late game pag wala tayong nakuha kahit isa sa mga objectives sa ano, sa map. So yun, and also please, kung may nakikinig dito na nagtatrabaho sa Jump Assemble, can someone nerf Nezuko? Because it's really annoying now. So ikaw, Joe, what are your lowlights with the game so far?
Bale, sa experience ko, sana tanggalin yung mga trash talker, tapos yung ayusin yung signal kasi by sa location ko po ta, sa probinsya pa, paminsan-minsan po naglalag.
Mm.
Sana din iano na lang sana mo yung mga character katulad ni Naruto, dapat iisa na lang, wag na dalawa-dalawa. Kasi nakaka-confuse sa laro. Pati yung kapag napili na, hindi na pwede piliin kasi meron kasi sa mga MOBA na doble-doble po yung character, yung ikaw si Tanjiro, tapos yung isa si Tanjiro, nakakalito.
Totoo. Unless yun nga, parang they make like abrupt changes when it comes to like the same character, like yun may Luffy na ano, rookie na Luffy yung before the time skip, yung time skip Luffy, tapos iba, parang almost parang ano, iba yung gameplay dapat nung if you're gonna put like different characters, siguro yun yung visuals nila is iba, and yun which is good with the other MOBAs, yung yun nga, hindi pwedeng pareho yung characters mo and yung character nung kabilang team. And also, dapat siguro maglagay sila ng ano. I think sana ilagay nila to once the official game comes out. We have a banning phase. Like every player could select a character na gusto nilang iban. Because I'm gonna, if they're not gonna make changes to that Nezuko, it's a permaban for me. So, ayan. So ito, so ano yung gusto mong, of course, these are like jump characters na, like, gusto nating, ano, na gusto nating gamitin on the game. So, sino pa yung gusto mong maidagdag sa Jump Assemble? Like, give us at least your top 3 picks na gusto mong ilagay na nila sa, ano, sa Jump Assemble.
Para sa akin, si Soul ng Soul Eater. Si Rekka.
Mm-hmm.
At Reborn.
I see. Yeah, sa Reborn. Yeah, actually, with Soul, sa Soul Eater, since I think it's ano siya, sa ibang publication. So I think unless mag-collaborate si Suecia at si Kodansha, we can have those out in like a special event. But for me, if we are just gonna be focusing on like Suecia, Shonen Jump characters, but wala pang Ichigo. I mean, Ichigo is one of the most recognizable na anime characters from Shonen Jump. Maybe a Ryuk, just to be out of the box. I think it's gonna be fun if we have a Ryuk sa ano sa Jump Assemble. And sino pa ba? We parang kulang tayo ng ano ng support characters eh. Parang halos lahat sila fighters and ano eh. For support, sino ba magandang support? Wala akong
may isa. Yung babae sa Kekaishi, yung kapatid niya.
Oo, yun. Kapatid sa Kekaishi. And actually, ang dami yung pwede pang gamitin ano, na characters for like other roles. I mean,
sabi nga ng iba, ipasok daw yung mga sports anime.
Bueno, may makita ka Sakuragi doon or Kuroko.
pwede din si Ippo.
Yeah, si Ippo would be a good one. Oh, yeah, actually may mga sports anime na like action based. So, yeah, we can have Ippo. We could also have like Tiger Mask. Tiger Mask is originally an anime character before he became a wrestling persona sa NJPW. We can also have like Joe from Ashita no Joe, I think sa Ring ni Kakero. Wow, puro boxing anime yung nabibigay ko. But yeah, actually there's a lot of characters na pwede pa nating ilagay from like your older mangas or the newer ones. I mean, we can have like si Jotaro or si Joseph, di ba? Oh yeah, I think a Josuke, si Jojo, yung Jojo ng part 4 can be a good support character because he repairs stuff. So he could be like a healer damager. Now that I think of it, since Shueisha pa rin naman yung part 4 ng Jojo. So that's something na ano, man, ilang Jojo yung lalagay natin doon from like Jonathan to ano, to Giorno. So that's something na I'm excited to see as well. But you know, I think it's easy na makakuha tayo ng like over 100 characters with Jump Assemble, but you know, that's something in the horizon. Kaya excited din ako na lumabas na yung official na full game ng ano, ng Jump Assemble. So Joe, ano, is there something else na gusto mong i-add? Other from like characters or anong mechanics yung gusto mong ma-add pa sa, ano, sa game? Since, yun, nasa close beta pa rin naman tayo. Ano yung gusto mong ilagay nila na mechanic once the official game releases? Yun, I already given my piece about perma, like banning, a banning phase sa character selection. Also, I mean, parang hindi, wala na bang bearing yung wards. And yun, it's a good thing as well na hindi ka na babalik sa base to buy items. So that's that makes maybe gawin na lang parang sa Pokemon Unite, like na 10, kaso Pokemon Unite is like a scoring based game naman kasi, kaya pwede na lang lagyan ng time limit yung ano, yung mismong game. But ikaw, what mechanics, anong mechanic yung gusto mong malagay sa Jump Assemble once it goes live?
Pwede i-report yung ano, pwede i-report yung mga naglilip.
Yeah, maybe ano, yung parang ginagawa sa ano, yung ginagawa sa Wild Rift, or I think ginagawa rin to sa ibang MOBAs. Do you have like points na nakukuha each game na yun, if some of your teammates are AFK or biglang yung nawawala sa game or intentionally feeding, is you will be given a certain number of points to help you na hindi, kasi di ba pag nagra-rank game ka, nakakuha ka ng like stars or points, then a star is like there's like a specific number of points para ma-achieve either winning or getting like a certain number of points, or yung points na yun yung muna yung nababawasan before the star. So that's something na ano, na gusto kong ma-add as a consolation for those players na tinutuloy pa rin yung laro at hindi nag-AFK or something. So that's something nice na idadagdag nila. And siguro dahil hindi ko pa natatry yung ano, yung mode na to, yung Dragon Ball something na mode, natry mo yun? Hindi ko pa natatry yun. How was it? Is it good? Ano yung is it like
yung natry ko parang nag-collect lang ng ano, ng Dragon Ball.
But the gameplay though, is it like a challenging mode? It's something na pwedeng ma-enjoy or konting polish pa to make it like run more smoothly.
Signal optimization lang.
I see. Signal optimization lang talaga. And maybe another mode, yung parang aram or all random all mid ng LOL. It's like one lane, tapos ano, bahala na sa character. Walang character selection, bibigyan ka lang like a number of tries to change a character, pero random mo pa rin makukuha. Maybe that's another one na gusto kong ma-add sa ano, gusto kong ma-add sa laro is a all random all mid. Or also, another fun thing is yung ano, they call it the ultimate spellbook sa ano, ultimate spellbook sa Wild Rift, but it's yung pwede kang mamili ng skill ng ibang character as one of your utility skills. So that's something na gusto ko ring ma-add, or something na pwedeng mood sa laro. Imagine like Goku tapos getting like a Luffy skill, or Naruto na may skill ni Uri or something like that. That's something fun na parang masarap lang na i-add into the game.
Parang sa Dota, ability drop.
Oh, ability drop. So yun. And yeah, I think that was it. So ano ba yung gusto mo, ano? If you have like something to say, or any final thoughts with the beta, are you enjoying it? What can you say about the beta so far, as your final thoughts for this game?
Konting polish ng signal, tapos yung matchmaking dapat balance talaga para,
yeah.
tapos bawasan yung trash to, kasi lahat ng mga nabasa ko sa mga group forum, sabi lahat daw ng mga player ng ML nagta-transfer daw sa Jump MOBA.
I think that's something Pinoy talaga, na like parang dyan na tayo nakilala for like trash talking and messing up the game or trolling and whatnot. Kahit sa ang MOBA na may mga Pinoy, parang hindi mawawala yung mga ganyan. But yeah, maybe yun nga, have the option to mute all chat. That's something na pwede nilang i-add in the future. And maybe mas ayusin din nila yung ano, yung mga pings, yung mga smart pings, kasi yun, nahihirapan akong gamitin yung mga smart pings, and have like pre-rendered ano, pre-generated responses and commands, para yun, yung parang ginagawa nga sa other games, na you have like an icon to click and just drag it onto the map if you wanted to, yun, attack nyo to, dito kayo. Para ano, mag-signal to signal like players to set up or something. Oh, ambush tayo sa spot na to, something like that. I hope, kaso they have that on the game, but nakakain talaga. I don't know, people are just, you know, trolls, kasi yun nga, there are people na parang ano lang, parang wala lang or don't give a fuck with other players na gustong seryosohin laro. May iba na tayo na dire-diretso lang, yung iba focus on kills lang. Nakakainis, pero you know, hindi siya nawawala sa ano, hindi siya nawawala for every MOBA, I think. But for my final thoughts on Jump Assemble, yeah, it's a really promising game. There are still a lot to polish. I think we have already given our opinions on the things that na pwede pa nilang ano ilagay, or what changes they could make to make Jump Assemble like a big name or a really popular game when it comes to the MOBAs. So yun, abangan na lang natin yung ano, yung official release. I think ano, no, kalagitnaan ng next year, no, like June, July, yun yata yung date kung saan officially nalalabas yung game.
2024.
Yeah, 2024. So, yun, I'm excited to see to play the game on a more official manner. Really nila yung mga ano, ayusin nila yung ilang mga characters, nerf nila lalo yung Nezuko. Sorry. And yeah, have more characters, really really interesting characters, and yun, more supports as well, kasi alas karamihan talaga ng ano are like ADCs and ano, ADCs, junglers, and ano, so more mage characters please. So yun, super thank you Joe for you joining me on this afternoon of rambling about MOBAs and Jump Assemble. So yeah, if you are to promote, if you have something to promote, this is the time, Joe. Tell the audience where they could find you if they wanted to see more of your stuff.
Sa Facebook page ko, J-Trix Beats. Sa TikTok, J-Trix Beats. YouTube, J-Trix Beats. And sa mga gusto mag-follow sa akin, pwede din. Yun lang, salamat.
Uy, thank you talaga. And for me, you can always follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. I'm also on Threads, in X, all at elitistangkebs. And yeah, basta ko pang podcast in which I talk other things with my co-host Kage. Our next episode is going to be about you know, yung mga bagong drama sa social media. So, yun, yung mga lumalabas after 15 years. So, yun, that's a tease. Kapan namin on the next episode. So, yeah. Thank you for, Joe, again, for joining me on this afternoon. And to you, listeners, mga dudes at mga dudettes natin out there, thank you for you listening to this ramblings of us about MOBAs in Jump Assemble. I hope makita namin kayo sa Jump Assemble. Let's play sometime. I'm Elitistang Kebs pala sa ano. Mabichan, sorry. Mabichan, if you want to add me sa Jump Assemble. So, yeah. Rank game tayo at times. Matino po akong support. So, and yeah. I think that's it. Super. Thank you talaga to everyone who are still listening to this podcast. Next week, let's talk something geeky and weeb again. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala. May susunod pang Elitistang Weebu podcast. Zdep.